Hello, my beautiful divine feminine creatures. This is another podcast with your host, Debbie Dobbins, the Queen of Magic. I am changing the name of this podcast to Wakening the Divine Feminine. I have had the most incredible epiphany. This is my mission. I want to explain this a little bit further, and I want to start by saying that the solar eclipse that happened, it was a very huge event for the planet. It was something that, because of the astronomy of it, only happens every 50 years. The house was in Aries, and there was so much energy around change and shift. In my intuition, I knew that this change was the shift, the pivot point, that this world is waking up to that feminine energy that has been missing for centuries, thousands of years on this place, this globe called Earth. I was really not feeling comfortable because I really didn't know what the shift was that was going on in me. Then I woke up today and I knew. When you know, you know. It is about waking up to the divine feminine that has been pressed down, curbed, blocked for so many thousands of years. I know that it is now the time to speak so loudly. It is heard around the world. Feminine energy, this divine feminine, is where the balance needs to come from in order to balance this planet. Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, is feminine in its nature. It is a receiving organism. And it's receiving all of the bullshit that is out there in the thoughts and the feelings and the actions that have been orchestrated, that have been inculcated by the distorted masculine energy. And to put this in a different perspective, there is masculine and feminine energy exemplified in the yin and yang symbol that we need to have it in balance. The unfortunate part is, up until now, it has been completely out of balance, very heavily laden with unhealthy masculine energy. And as these weeks go by, I'm going to share with you what that looks like. You want to have a balance in your life of masculine and feminine. And the problem becomes is that we have been so indoctrinated. The paradigm has been so locked down that you, as women, me as a woman, we've received messages that are not truthful, that are not core essence of who we are. Therefore, we have suppressed our feminine, our divine feminine, and it's created what you see in the world today. And there is a place for all of us to use our feminine energy, which is creativity and intuitiveness, birthing ideas, to come to creation from that place of receptivity, to create from a place of receiving. Now, that sounds a little interesting, create by receiving, but that's what it is. It's receiving that inner guidance that the masculine energy is designed to build. And if you think about it, what the masculine energy is about is very linear. It's very straight. It's very independent. It's very logical. And we need masculine energy to balance our feminine energy. But if it's the only energy that you use, then you're missing out on so much fabulousness of your sensuality and your emotability and the ability to connect, which is what that feminine energy does for us. And if we look at how we're living our lives, you will begin to see how much you have been influenced by this masculine paradigm that you did not sign up for, but you adopted. And some of those ways that we as women do that is we feel shame. We curb ourselves. There's been a masculine message that's out there. Now it's adopted by women. Then it becomes, oh, well, women feel that way. And the truth of the matter is that's not our true essence. But when you curb yourself of all of the feelings that you are sensuous and you're sexual and you are curvy and you are creative and you are emotional, You lock up all of that inside of you, and then you distort physical, muscular beingness of yourself, including your fascia, your emotional ability. You create cancer within yourselves. And I think it's really interesting that one of the major cancers that women get is breast cancer, right? We've been taught breasts are not cool to put out into the public display. If you put it out there, not even breastfeeding your own child, which is a natural behavior, if you put your breasts out there, you're either a sex worker, you're a whore, you're a hooker, and all of that's not true. I mean, look at when we were hunters and gatherers, we were just out there with our bodies. But all of that puts together, then you don't feel enough. You're not enough. And what's happening to the world? Because women have been put down in such a lower class of beingness for so long, for centuries upon centuries upon centuries, and they finally decided to break out to a certain degree somewhere around the early 1900s. We have a lot of change that we need to do within ourselves, not to be like a masculine being and protest and fight and demand. We can create, we through our energetic feminine selves can live out loud and say, I am woman, to quote a song. When you allow yourself to live to your fullest expression of life, you are in your feminine. And when we live in this well-structured, masculine, wonderful world, it's been compartmentalized because that's what the masculine does. It's not for lack of them doing something outside of who they are, but it has been distorted so that now globally, feminine energy has been suppressed in such a way, it's almost like it's criminalized to be living in your body, to be who you are, to be this amazing, magical creature that shows up, that's divine, that has meaning and purpose in her life. And it's all part of this huge ancestral trauma that has been going on for centuries. So if you think that you're going to break through it in 5 minutes, probably not going to happen. And at the same time, there is so much light ahead to know that you can release this deep shame. You can begin to express the truth of who you are, and you can begin to normalize the feminine energy. It's sensuality, it's sexuality, it's curviness, it's intuition, it's emotions, it is life force. And when you talk about an erotic creature, Sheila Kelly from S Factor talks about your erotic creature. Erotic has got a bad rap as well, but erotic comes from the root word eros, which means life force. Do you know that your life force has been so dampened, so pressed down, so out of balance? Most women do not know how to tap back into this feminine energy because men have robbed us. This is not throwing shade on men, but they've robbed us of our feminine energy. And then women want equality, right? They want to be equal to a man. I don't want to be equal to a man. I want to be a feminine being. And that is completely 100% different than being a masculine energy. And have both be inside of me so that I can balance them at will. I've spent most of my life operating in a masculine energetic modality, and it doesn't serve the planet. It doesn't serve the globe. It doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve me, because there have been times when literally I say I was the best man for the job because I was so incongruent with my feminine energy, but I really had some masculine stuff going on, and it doesn't serve me at all. It's when you begin to tap into your divine feminine that you feel that you have superpowers at that point, because you're really tapping into your true essence, and you begin to shine so beautifully. When you embrace this divine feminine, you will see your life transform in such a way that you never even imagined it because it hasn't been talked about. It hasn't been out there in the world. It hasn't been shared because we have lived in such a masculine oriented, masculine run, masculine dominated world for so many centuries that it is almost as if it's been forgotten. And it's not forgotten. You get to have an amazing opportunity by being on the planet right now when Mother Gaia, which is a feminine energy, is saying, enough is enough is enough. And she is speaking as loudly as anything. And we talk about the world and global warming and climate change and the oceans rising. And I'm going to talk about all of those things. If you are in your feminine intuitive energy, you can hear that all Mother Gaia is saying, wake up and pay attention because this feminine energy is what is going to balance out what is wrong, supposedly wrong, with the entire globe. And if you think about it from this perspective, that Mother Gaia is saying, okay, folks, you all are thinking in this masculine energy, which is fighting, competition, scarcity, lack, because the masculine energy wants to move forward, wants to get ahead, but it's been so distorted that it is no longer being its true self. And so what we see now is this distortion of all the energies on the planet by people's thoughts, their actions, their feelings. And when that happens, you can imagine if your thoughts and your feelings and your actions create your life, and we have a planet of 5 billion people, and they're all thinking in a specific direction, which I'm not saying they're all, but a majority of them are thinking in these tones. It's not the doingness that's causing this to our planet. It is the beingness of the humans that are falling off from this being feminine. It's amazing to me. I'm so excited that I have been given this mission. I honestly didn't ask for it, but I know that it is who I am now, is that I am creating the messaging for waking up the divine feminine on this planet. I am so excited because I can see, I can feel, I can taste, I can touch the transformation that's about to happen. So I hope you'll get on board and say yes, waking your own divine feminine up because it starts one woman at a time. Queen of Magic out.